Sometimes ginseng makes armies. Friday Night History 85, Season 3, Episode 19, Guns from Ginseng. Something I think is all too often forgotten is that Nagasaki wasn't just where the rest of the world had its one carefully controlled way into Japan. It was also where Japan reached out to the rest of the world. This was especially the case when it came to Qing Dynasty China. Merchants based in Nagasaki handled exports on behalf of domains that had things to send out to the wider world. There may have been only one Dutch ship a year allowed, but many more Chinese ships were allowed. It was a very lucrative trade. Which brings us to Aizu domain and ginseng. Ginseng is a root vegetable, common in East Asian cuisine, as well as an important ingredient in traditional Chinese medicine. Aizu domain, a mountainous landlocked domain in the Tohoku region, was a ginseng-growing region in the Edo period. Even today, the Aizu district remains one of the very few ginseng-growing regions in Japan. Handling ginseng exports to Qing Dynasty China on behalf of Aizu domain was Nagasaki merchant Adachi Jinjuro. Originally from Tajima Province, he moved to Nagasaki and went into the ginseng export business, and it was here that he became the official ginseng exporter for Aizu domain from 1830 to 1866. Ginseng was a cash crop. Taxes got mostly paid in rice, but of course, you can't live on rice alone. And aside from the other staples, there were cash crops that varied from domain to domain and region to region. In Aizu, the cultivation of ginseng would prove to be a lifesaver. Aizu domain had always been in a position of high honor in the shogunal administration, but also great material demand. The shogun had placed Aizu domain where it did, under a daimyo who is the shogun's relative, in order to keep an eye on potentially hostile rivals, most notably House Date of Sendai. In the 19th century, the shogunate routinely called on Aizu to join defense missions on the coast in the face of increasing foreign incursions off Japanese waters. We've covered a bunch of these incidents on the podcast before, but to sum up, the growth of the Pacific whaling trade and the expansion of steam power, along with the eastern expansion of the Russian Empire, meant that a whole lot of foreign vessels were straying into Japanese waters, and an increasing number of shipwrecked sailors were actually coming ashore. The shogunate assigned Aizu domain, Sendai domain, and other major Tohoku domains to coast defense duty in response. But the thing about these missions is that they were expensive, as such missions tend to be even today. The shogunate made it a matter of standing policy to drain domain's finances via the alternate attendance system in order to forestall potential revolt. So this was expense on top of expense. Consider also that this was squarely in the era when the Tenmei and Tempo famines were badly impacting domain's incomes, especially in the Tohoku region. When the shogunate issued an order, it was very hard to get out of obeying it no matter what the financial burden, and for the Matsudaira family of Aizu domain, even more so. The legal code that was the basis for the entire ethos of the domain obliged it. So the domain went to Hokkaido and to the Boso Peninsula, and nearly bankrupted itself in the process. Ginseng saved it, but the ginseng in Aizu itself goes back further than this. It was third-generation Aizu lord Matsudaira Masakata in the late 17th century who first petitioned the shogunate for a grant of ginseng seeds, which he had planted in the Oyakuen, an herb garden in Aizu that still exists today. But it wasn't until 1803, in the tenure of reformist Aizu domain elder Tanaka Harunaka, 1747 to 1808, that the ginseng cultivation was seriously expanded and turned into an industry. It was one of a package of measures Tanaka promoted to turn the domain's finances around, along with cotton, safflower, and increases in sericulture and sake production. Tanaka died in 1808, but the industries he set up would sustain the domain through the hard times of the Tempo famine and the ensuing Bakumatsu period. Enter Adachi Jinjuro, circa 1830. The domain contracted him to handle ginseng exports to China in the interest of improving the domain's finances. There followed 36 years of record profits for both Adachi and Aizu domain, and the introduction to Aizu of other things from Nagasaki. Once every 2 years, Adachi would trek out to Aizu to meet with domain officials. This was also when Adachi brought goods from Nagasaki as gifts that would have been of interest to Aizu men as novelties or curiosities. One rather notable one whose current ubiquity we may take for granted was Kastera cake. Another was a kind of Nagasaki kite called a Tojin Dakol, a Chinese kite. But this isn't all that Adachi's management of the Aizu ginseng trade made possible. For his service to the Aizu domain, Adachi was given Bushi status, the position of junior counselor, Wakadoshiori, in the administration, and a stipend of 500 koku. As a now senior Aizu retainer, he was called Adachi Kenmotsu. And the lucrative ginseng trade didn't just save the domain's finances and personally enrich and elevate Adachi. It also made its breakneck military modernization possible. Aizu's 1868 arms dealers, the Schnell brothers, are famous, but these earlier Prussians, Karl Lehmann and Oskar Hartmann, were first. Aizu retainers Yamamoto Kakuma and Nakazawa Tatewaki contracted with these men to import guns. It was Adachi Jinjuro that connected Yamamoto and Nakazawa with Lehmann and company, through whom Aizu Domain ordered 4,300 breech-loading Snyder Enfield rifles, of which Aizu was to acquire 1,300, and Kii Domain, a major domain in central Japan that was nominally allied with Aizu, received 3,000. This was a significant investment at a time when domains across Japan were rapidly modernizing their fighting forces in whole or in part. Aizu, as with the rest of the northern domains, was far from Nagasaki and the usual port of entry for imports like guns, but having that Nagasaki-based official made the process more convenient for the domain. It was also necessary because Aizu was actively engaged in the urban warfare that characterized life in and around Kyoto in the 1860s. However, the coming of the Boshin War meant that the new Satsuma Choshu-led imperial government confiscated that year's ginseng export. While the Snyders indeed arrived, Saga Domain intercepted them, and they never reached the hands of the Aizu troops who needed them the most. The bill for the guns went unpaid by Aizu Domain, understandably, and some years later the Lehmann Hartmann Company sued the now defunct Aizu Domain for unpaid bills, and the records are now digitized and in the JACAR, Japan's Center for Asian Historical Records, operated by the National Diet Library, where you can read them today. But that wasn't the end of Aizu or Adachi Jinjuro. Adachi Jinjuro performed one last act of service to Aizu Domain before its end. When Wakamatsu Castle fell, retired daimyo Matsudaira Katamori came out of the castle to surrender to the imperial forces in a short ceremony outside the castle gate. Akizuki Teijiro, an Aizu Domain liaison officer later known for having worked alongside Lafcadio Hearn, who called him a man who was like a god, penned a poem that I think sums up that day well. The way of loyalty and filial piety is on the wane. What have I done for these 40-odd years? Alone I lament, and having had no chance to test this precious sword, I plant the flag of surrender outside Wakamatsu Castle's gate. The surrender ceremony, happening as it was outside a castle that had been under siege for a month, took place on a large red carpet in order to provide some semblance of ceremony. As it was associated with the end of a bloody siege, Aizu people today remember it as the Kyuketsen, the blood-sucking carpet. The carpet, on which Aizu was finally spared further bloodshed, was acquired thanks to Adachi. Unlike many Aizu leaders, Adachi was neither imprisoned nor executed upon the Boshin War's end. He later returned to his hometown in Tajima and continued his involvement with ginseng cultivation and trade. But while he was still in Nagasaki in the early Meiji era, he was involved in the early education of young Aizu warrior Kusaka Yoshio, who went on to become governor of Nagasaki Prefecture and then governor of his native Fukushima Prefecture. And today, there are three primary ginseng growing regions in Japan: Nagasaki, Hyogo, which used to be Tajima Province, and Aizu. And with that, I will see you next week. I'm Nairi, and this has been Friday Night History. Now, questions? Friday Night History is a historical romp with me, your favorite history deck, Dr. Nairi A. Bakalian. Our theme is O Hayashi from Paratune, licensed under CC 4.0. This podcast is brought to you by my Patreon patrons, so thank you to Sorcha, Catherine, Emily, Eric, Jan, Bob, Ryan, Sean, Ennis, Faith, JD, Kaz, Rita, Dinsdale, ALC, AO65, Amy, Daphne, Dr. Yakumo, Lemur, Gnarl, Irene, Jesse, Catherine, Katie, Laura, Maeve, Mark, Nora, Sinan, Aura, Bewick, Charlene, Charles, Danny, Deborah, Emily D, Emily R, Julie, Gabe, Jacob, Jax, J, Jocelyn, Kathy, Kim, Mary, Phoebe, Phoebe Z, Relia, Rueri, Lisa, Susan, Tora, Zandra, Allison, Amy, Andrick, Bruce, Charlotte, Colin, Flitterkit, Jack, Kelly, Lane, Natalie, Fuong, Planes, Sam, Samantha, Vera, Ines, and Zoe. I couldn't have done it without you. Thank you so much, and remember, who you are and what lights your fire is worth fighting for. North Star forever. I'll see you around.